So the ability to write incredible stories is not related to your ability to tell stories. It's not related to your education even. It is related to our conditioning that's happening with social media and digital media, which we need, but we also need to consciously make sure we do not lose the form of long form story or full form storytelling.
Welcome to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast for the entrepreneurs, the subject matter experts, and the difference makers who want to unlock the power of speaking-driven strategies to accelerate impact, influence, and revenue. I'm your host, Jacqueline Nagel, and this is the place for straight talking, easy to implement 20-minute or less business, speaking, and communications insights and lessons, which will help you break through from unheard of to in demand. Let's go.
So welcome to this next episode of the Speaker Driven Business Podcast, where we're going to deconstruct the difference between influencer and influence and why it actually matters. And the reason why it matters is we're actually going to be talking about the impact of social media on our storytelling skills. So let's start off, first of all, shall we, by defining what we actually mean by influence versus influencer, so we're actually all on the same page for this conversation. Now, influence is something that's been around since the dawn of time. Persuasion, influence are some of the oldest skills known to mankind. And influence is quite simply the ability to affect or change how someone or something develops, behaves, or thinks through your input. An influencer is a person who holds the ability to influence potential buyers of a product or service by promoting or recommending the items on social media. So, influencers actually create mass connection with huge audiences. And since they usually have unique follower demographics, what we find is brands use them to reach specific segments of their customer base. Consumers click links shared by their favorite influencers because they look authentic. Mega influencers have many followers on their social networks, often more than a million followers on a platform. People with followers in the range between 100,000 and a million followers on a social network are what we call macro influencers. And most influencers, though, are actually micro-influencers with between 10,000 and 100,000 followers. So influencers are literally a marketing channel. And there is no doubt that you can make a lot of money being an influencer. There is no doubt that using the same methodologies as an influencer can rapidly grow your business. But it's really important for longevity that you understand this difference between influence and influencers. Influence is actually, it offers or infers longevity. It is the ability to persuade, to impact, and to embed yourself into the cellular memory of your audience, of other people, beyond just a meme and beyond a product recommendation. What I do want to interrupt just right now to make sure it's really clear is that it actually, one's not right and one's not wrong. What this is all about is just the impact on storytelling, okay? So a person of influence, let's go back to a person of influence, actually creates impactful and transformational change, and they are remembered past their lifetime by the community, no matter the size. It is why TED Talks are so popular. One of my favorite TED Talks is by Sir Ken Robinson, and he passed away some time ago, and yet that talk remains something that I go back to time and time again, and I know from my conversations with our clients that I'm not the only one. It's why the greatest keynote speakers are paid so much. And in politics, we've always seen it, for good and for evil. Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Winston Churchill, Martin Luther King, Hitler, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Nelson Mandela. Parables and stories are the bedrock of the philosophers, the Stoics, and religious icons. It is story, long-form story, that captivates and sustainably changes behavior. So influences create a micro-change in behavior. To decide to click on a product, to purchase something, to obtain a service. Whereas influence actually creates sustainable changes in behavior, things that stay in place over time. Now, when this first became apparent for me was actually about 12 months before recording this episode. One of my top private clients actually reached out to me and said, you know what, I'd like to do something different. I'd really like to grab you and have you one-on-one in a retreat somewhere for 3 or 4 days where I can just bash out my new keynote. Went amazing, fantastic, really looking forward to it. Knew this person inside out. I had worked with them in their business as a mentor and a retained strategic advisor for about 3 years, and also had been working quietly alongside her to start to build that personal profile. We'd gone through all the initial keynote training and things like that. So I was really looking forward to this event and this weekend together. And it was a long weekend. It was in a beautiful retreat style resort. And it was something that actually will always stay in my memory. And not just because of the great results we ended up producing, but also because of what I learned in the first 36 hours. And that was this. She was a masterful communicator. She had grown businesses to tens of millions. She'd actually deliberately burnt one to the ground. She was incredibly intelligent, could hold herself in any room, and her ability to articulate perspective and points of view was second to none. Since selling her last traditional business and moving into the consulting and coaching space, she, like all of us, was all over building her social and digital channels, and it was going really, really well. But what it had done was it had actually conditioned her into thinking in 60 and 90 second sound bites. Now, it's one of the things that if you come from speaking to social, it's really hard to do. But once you've done it, it becomes something that you actually become quite addicted to because it's fast and it's accurate, it's on point. And you've got to not be so attached to it because if it doesn't land, just get the next one. If it doesn't land, just get the next one. That one did land, let's do more of that. So it's a very quick test and measure, and it's a very quick, you know, get your content out there kind of mechanism. But what I noticed in this first 36 hours was we were struggling to get her attention span to stay focused on creating a story. We were struggling even when she had the brilliant story ideas, and with her background, she had some incredible stories that really needed to be shared, but she was actually struggling to get them out beyond a dot point. Actually writing full form story and writing full form sentences was something that was becoming a challenge, and it shocked her as much as it shocked me. Now, while some of you will be saying, does that really matter? Well, it does. And the reason being is something we're going to unpack very soon. But in that, it took at least 36 hours and a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and a lot of really, really huge effort that shouldn't have been necessary to actually be able to get her to slip back into storytelling mode, to being able to create and develop magnetic, compelling stories. And even then, it took the rest of the weekend to really get them to that same level of energy that I knew she'd been capable of creating before going into this social media digital marketing channel proliferation that she was on, this campaigns that she was on. Very good at both, but it was actually the impact of her social media activity on her ability to tell story that was what got my attention. Very soon after that, I picked up another client who was also an incredible coach, has built her entire coaching business through Instagram, very much heading into or firmly actually in that influencer category, had been getting asked to speak, was realizing that people liked her, but it wasn't really leaving a massive impact. People were like cheering and shouting and exclaiming. And she realized on speaking to me about something that she really should look at how she builds out a keynote. Now, when she came into me, it was the same sort of thing. Everything was a soundbite. And within a 30 to 45 minute keynote, she wanted to be able to put in about 100 pieces of information, as in these snapshots, these quick little micro stories. And micro stories are really useful, and we need them right throughout our presentations of any description. But you also need to be able to actually go deep into moments and drop people into stories beside you to really get them to open up their head and their heart and to take with you, to go with you and consider a different perspective. Now, we worked together for 12 weeks, and about halfway through, she actually did say to me, we were on a call one day and she just stopped and she looked at me and she said, I had no idea that writing stories was going to be so hard for me. She said, English was my strongest subject at school. So the ability to write incredible stories is not related to your ability to tell stories. It's not related to your education even. It is related to our conditioning that's happening with social media and digital media, which we need, but we also need to consciously make sure we do not lose the form of long-form story or full-form storytelling. And what this particular client, when we worked together for that 12 weeks, by the time we got to the end, we had created three incredible stories that took the audience in the first part of her keynote. It was formidable, but it had taken the whole 12 weeks. Now, rewind to 2, 3, and 4 years before recording this particular episode, and in a 12-week period, we would absolutely have the three stories that we needed for that keynote, but we would also have backup stories and spare stories and stories that were seeding other keynotes and presentations. It wasn't this wholehearted, whole-minded effort required to produce some great stories. And that is the bit that has got my attention. What I've realized is that we are stepping into the arena in this new attention economy, and yet we're losing the power of story. We actually need to understand how to get attention and how to keep attention, how to hold attention, how to convert attention. But we're getting very conditioned into these quick grab micro stories, micro bursts, if you like. And whilst we actually do need both skill sets, and this has never been more true than I listened to one of Adam Grant's Think Again podcasts, and he actually interviewed Reese Witherspoon. And one of the questions he asked towards the end of the interview really got my attention. And those of you who know me well will know that this podcast is probably was not the easiest one for me to listen to. But one of the last questions that he asked really got my attention. And he was talking to Reese about the fact that she really supports a lot of TikTok creators who, of course, are short form video content. And he asked whether short form video content was going to actually kill the movies. And she went really quiet. And she said, I don't think it will kill movies. What I think it will do is mean that the movies that are produced and that cut through have to be better. They have to be better in their storytelling. They have to be better in where they take us. They have to be better, full stop. But her words were, there is always going to be a place for both. She expressed her love for the freedom that the TikTok creators could experience on the way through. She loved the fact that so much talent gets to shine through. But she was adamant that both formats still exist and will always remain equally important. And that is what I want to get through to you. This is actually not influence versus influencer, as I opened up with. This is, please put in your goals. Please be intentional about being both, about using influencer strategies to grow whatever it is you need to grow, but investing in the skills of influence so that you hold that for the long game. I can already hear people say, though, why do we really need to worry about this? I'm building my business. I'm doing this. Like, it's all about social. It's all about digital. Do I really need to care when social and digital is so much of our world? Well, yes, you do. And there are three reasons why, three key reasons why. Number one, as I mentioned, you need to be able to hold influence on and offline. Influencers don't always continue that level of influence to the offline arena. And you can't do this. You cannot hold influence on and offline if you become used to speaking and eventually thinking only in 60 and 90 second sound bites. The second thing is that stories last. Stories are handed down through the generations. Storytelling is the oldest form of communication. And in some cases, it is the only way we get any picture or understanding or insights into life centuries ago and life as it was previously. Stories are also the way we capture history and emotions, and this is how we shift perceptions and assumptions. Stories transport, ignite, delight, and shift and change. Stories are remembered well beyond the memes that we share. And the third thing is, if you are looking for a legacy play, it won't happen on social media. It happens in a long-form deep connection. Even those people who become strong influencers who monetize beyond the platforms, you will find that they become great speakers. They invest in building businesses where they need to go and pitch to venture capitals, and they build boards and things like that. So you need to actually be able to connect with people really, really well, right? The ability to connect with people and have them shift perspectives permanently is what is going to change your world and their world. Social media, as I keep saying, is an important part of your marketing mix and building your profile and brand. But it doesn't give you that long held, prayed for, longed for most of us, position of influence that we want that's going to be with us wherever we go and whatever we choose to do. So what can you do? It's all well and good to talk about this and throw some stones, but what can we actually do? Well, the first thing is you can challenge yourself to start writing 3, 5, and 7 minute stories, remembering that our stories are about 150 words per minute. You can start writing out 3, 5, and 7 minute stories that are also able to keep people engaged, right? Google Elliot's magic ticket to see how masterfully a 7 minute story can be told. The second thing that you can do is you can commit to reading stories and story-based formats so that you understand how to shape and deliver stories at an intrinsic level. The love of storytelling, how we shape stories and the best way to do stories has, yes, come from education and teaching myself and also going and being educated. But the majority of it, the foundations of it came from actually reading and not reading nonfiction, but reading a variety, reading nonfiction, fiction, science fiction, rom-com, all sorts of genres, but it comes from reading, okay? And then the third thing you can commit to doing is doing a deep dive. You don't actually need to pay a coach or do a course to understand storytelling and to become more masterful in its practice. There are so many resources available on the Pixar Storytelling Formats and Secrets, the Hero's Journey Story and How to Pull It Together, on script writing and fiction book writing. There are so many resources available for you to understand how to build story arcs, characters, and to deliver an emotional bang that stays with the listener for life. And this is actually what we want. We want to be remembered beyond our memes. We want to be remembered for what we brought into the world and what we changed in the world. And we can only do that through story. We cannot draw attention to things that need attention if we can't tell great story. We cannot hold attention beyond the Instagram post if we don't know how to tell a great story and captivate minds and hearts. All the formats will matter. It's just whether you are happy with just being an influencer or you want to become someone of influence. The two are not mutually exclusive and they can both be built. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Speaker Driven Business. And if you have, I'd love you to do two things for me. Number one, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And number two, leave a review so other people can find and enjoy the content we share. Online, you can find us on Instagram and connect with me personally on LinkedIn. Just head to anygiventuesday.com.au and you will find all the connection points there. Speaker Driven Business is the show making speaking-driven strategies accessible to everyone, and I am honored you tuned in.